Blog Talk Radio.
You know, life is funny when you look at it. Everybody wants love, but everybody's afraid of love. You know, I'm a true believer that if you get anything out of life, you got to put up with the toils and strife. Now listen. Ooh, you're pushing my love a little bit too far. I don't think you know, I don't think you know how blessed you are. And your friend Annie Mae tell you all she sees, that never thought you was trying to get close to me. Yeah. Think it over, girl. But that's the sacrifice that life put you through, put you through, put you through. Trust in me, my dear. Have no fear. You don't know, but God might have sent me here. Yeah. Think it over. Think it over. You better think it over. I'm gonna talk.
Well, shalom, shalom, everybody. Today is a beautiful day. Please forgive me for yesterday. I you know what? It's bad when your personal assistant forget. Everybody forgot yesterday. I'm so sorry about yesterday. We were supposed to meet and give you the information about the clothing and where we found some decent clothing for the women. I don't want to say it online because you know why? They're listening. So what I want you to do is send me an email right now, and then I'll put the link in your email account, and then you'll be able to do it because they're on sale right now. And if they know we want it, you know they're going to mark it up. You know they're going to mark it up. So we found some head scarves, some shawls, and we found one particular skirt that was 100% cotton, I think, and it was like $40. So it was pretty decent, you know what I'm saying? The other things that we found was like in the hundreds. I found a really nice long dress that was $128. I don't know if you guys want to pay that too, but I will put the link in your email account when you email me. Does anybody else have any questions about the event that you want to talk about that we weren't able to do yesterday? If you do, push one, and we can go over it, you know, because, like I said, we're getting closer and closer to the time. I'm really getting excited, you know, about meeting everybody and coming together with everything because there's so much stuff going on, you just really don't know where to start first with current events. I mean, with the tornadoes and all the other stuff that's happening, it's like, wow, you know, it's crucial. It really, really is. It's something to see. I mean, you know, with everything that's happening, you know, I have access to the internet during the day while I'm working, and I get a chance to see a lot of different things. But, man, I'm telling you, it's just like, wow, what else? And you hate to say that, but wow. You know, the lady from the UK, the prime minister, she quit. She resigned. I'm like, whoa. You know, and then she crying because she didn't really want to go nowhere. You know, and it's like, wow, this is just a lot. You know, I don't know. I mean, you know, it's just so much stuff. You know, on top of, you know, I was trying to say that before we were so rudely interrupted, but I was trying to play a clip about the abortion law and how they're changing the abortion laws, you know, to the point where if you get caught doing that, that's murder. You know, which we all should be anti-abortion. Everybody that's dealing with Yah's law. And I've heard so many people, Christian people, saying they need to stay out of a woman's womb. That's a woman's choice. And I say to myself, when did Yah give women the choice whether or not who can live and who can die? I mean, I'm just saying, it's not their choice. It's nobody's choice. It's just, you know, it's just not their choice. Now, some people, and then the question comes up, well, what about rape and what about incest? In those cases, when things like that come up, that's a totally separate issue. But I know a lot of people who have done this as a method of birth control. So it's not a woman's choice to be able to choose anything, not when it comes to life or death. You know, and these are supposed to be people that believe in the word. And I don't say nothing. I just listen. I was like, oh. Yeah, and those are all white men that are passing those laws, and the women are saying, stay out of my womb. Nobody has a right to take a life, whether it's living or whether it's in the womb. We don't have a right to take a life. You know, so, I mean, you know, when it comes to those other issues, you know, when you raped or when you murder, I believe that, you know, something should be done where you don't have to keep the baby, but I just don't believe in taking life. You know, now some people have done it and they have made mistakes, and I'm not coming down on anybody. Believe me, I'm not, because I've made my own share of mistakes. All I'm saying is that when people are trying to right a wrong, you have to allow them to do that, because they've got to know that a lot of the stuff that is happening to them in terms of the weather, in terms of everything, is Yah's wrath. You know, it's just like when the same-sex marriage came out. The lady wasn't saying she didn't want to do her job. She just said, I don't want my name on it. She said, and had I known that you all were going to do this, I would have never ran for this office. I don't want my name on nobody with no male and male getting married. So they had to come to a compromise. And I guess that's what the legislature is saying. Look, Women gonna do what they gonna do anyway, because before it was legal, they was doing it. But I don't want my name on it saying it's okay to do, and that we passed a law saying you could do it. You know, so I just think that, you know, that the powers that be are trying to head in a direction when it comes to that that's positive. Because they said we have killed over 6 million babies. 6 million. You know, so it's just not, you know, it's just, you know, we gotta do better. When you know better, you do better. You know, and that's not going to stop nobody from doing what they want to do, because they're going to do it anyway. That's not going to stop the doctors from doing it. They're going to backdoor do it, and you're going to pay more for it, but they're going to still do it anyway. But I guess the people in Alabama and some of the other states are saying, you'll do it without my name on it. Because it's not a woman's choice. You don't get to make a choice whether or not somebody lives or dies. You know? You know, and you just don't. And I remember I was watching a program where this lady gave birth to a baby, and she didn't want it. I guess it was premature or something, and she didn't want it. And the doctor's hands was tied. They couldn't feed it. They couldn't do anything. They basically starved it to death until that baby died because it came out of her womb. So, I mean, you know, it's a lot of things that are – a lot of bad things are happening, but there's a lot of things that are changing around because people tired of getting beat up by the Most High. They tired of their cities being flooded. They tired of their animals dying. They tired of their houses being destroyed. They tired of all that stuff happening to them. And at some point, you have to look around and say, what do we need to change? And if abortion is what they started with, abortion is what they started with. And I support it 100%. I really do. Like I said, we've all made mistakes, and we all have had to repent for the things that we're doing. But when you know better, you do better. You know, and everybody want to use rape and incest as an excuse, but most of the time those babies are aborted because you just choose not to use protection. You know, so we gotta be honest with this thing, and if we're gonna do it, we're gonna do it right. I don't blame them not one bit. I really don't. I think that it's a great way to start. You know, and you know, in some of the states they have to, where if you do that and you break the law, you're going to prison for murder. They locking the women up for murder if they do it, you know. And they turn in everybody. Who gonna feed them? Who been feeding them? We been feeding them. So I'm just saying, you know, from a biblical standpoint and from Yah's kingdom standpoint, it's not our choice. We don't have a choice to make that choice. And I wonder how many people would stand before the Most High and say, "Well, it's my choice. It's coming out of my body." He gave you that body. So, I mean, you know, I support, like I said, I support it 100%. And, you know, irregardless of some people may feel different and everybody's entitled to the way they feel, you know, but when it comes to a biblical point of view, we always have to side with what the Word says. And the Word clearly tells us, thou shalt not kill. You know, so whether it's convenient or whatever, and I've known people who have done it, I've had family members that have done this thing, and all of that, and so I'm not exempt from it being up close and personal. I'm just saying, when you know better, you do better. And if the Gentiles are deciding to say, hey, we got to try to figure out how to stop some of this pillage that's coming on us, because all this stuff ain't man-made. Some of this stuff is coming from God. And if they decide to say to themselves, we got to change some things around, then they changing some things around, because like I said, it's not going to stop the ones who want to get it done anyway. You know, because they got too much stuff out there now. They got the morning after pill. They got all kind of stuff out there. But I know a young lady had 5. She had 5 because she just didn't want them. She used it as a means of birth control. You know, so like I said, when we learn better, we do better. You know, and I wanted to touch on that topic, you know, and to be able to, you know, to have a conversation about that topic and to really understand, you know, because as you watch this thing begin to change around and you watch things begin to shift, you see the Gentiles is doing things to try to line up too. And there's nothing wrong with them doing that, because some of them are going to be left after the sword. There's going to be some that's going to be left after the sword. You know, and Israel has got to be able to stand for right, because we can't talk out of both sides of our neck. We can't do that. You know, whatever it is. You know, so it's interesting, you know, to be able to see, you know, the things that we see, you know, and it's interesting. That's all I can say. You know, I didn't mean to ramble on. You know, I wanted to get that out because I wanted to put that on the record, you know. Okay, Mr. Jackson, I see it. I see you, Ms. Liberty. I got your emails. I will be putting them in there in a few seconds. I got to figure out where I put them at. I saved them in my bookmarks. So I will definitely be sending you that. But, yeah, I mean, you know, as we move forward to what we have to do, we just thank y'all. I just thank y'all for knowing right from wrong now. You know, and everybody come up, we don't have to keep the law. We ain't got to keep the law. We're not subject to the law. But guess what? That's what tells you what's right and wrong. Because if you don't know the law, then how would you know that God said it was wrong or whether it was right? You know. So, I mean, you know, it's just interesting. We're going to be the ones that everybody is going to learn from. And not to say we haven't made our mistakes, because we all have. You know, all of us have. You know, but we just got to get to the point where we can say, okay, this is what we did. You know, this is what the Word says, and this is what we now know to be true, and we've just got to be true to the Word, because Yah's Word is not going to come back void, and we all have to ask for forgiveness for everything that we have done. Everything. Because it ain't just that. It's all kind of stuff we done did. You know, and we got to be able to say, hey, you know, we messed up. We was in this captivity, and these laws were passed, and even though we knew it was wrong, we did it because of the law. They passed the law saying it was okay to do. You know, but it's interesting. I'm telling you, it is something to be able to see how things are just changing around. It's like, wow. You know. Now, I don't know. We just have to get there, you know, because we are the key. My daughter was like, Mom, do you think that this is going to happen in our lifetime? I said, yeah. Israel is the key. We're the key. We're the ones that's holding all of this back, in my opinion. We're the ones that's doing that. You know, we just got to hold to the faith. We got to trust Yah through it all. And make sure that we know him and we understand exactly what it is that he wants us to do. Because if we're going to be witnesses of him, we're going to have to be able to teach his word and preach his word. And it's going to make some people uncomfortable. It is. It's going to make some people uncomfortable. It make us uncomfortable. We like, Lord, have mercy. Because it cuts. Because we all done did stuff. You know, we all need to get some things that we ain't have no business doing, but all praises to the Most High. All praises, the blessings and honors and all of it is His. You know, we just doing the best we can. We just doing the best we can with what we got to work with, and just trust Yah. No matter what happens, no matter what we go through, we got to trust Him and keep everything on the up and up. Because he know. He know when we lying. He know when we scheming. He know it all. He know it all. You know, some of y'all driving around with handicap stickers and you know you ain't handicapped. He know it all. He see all of it. He be like, what you doing with that in there? You know. They doing all kind of stuff. But y'all, he got it. He said, I got you. You know, we just... Got to clean it up. Don't nobody want to clean it up. It's like we got to clean it up. You know? It's just we just really, really do. You know, because it's going to get worse. It's not going to get no better. It is not going to get no better. All things work together for the good to them who love Yah and are the called according to his purpose. And the scripture says, and we know that all things work together for the good. And it's tight. it is tight when he start coming on the scene, because the things that you just didn't even deem important or a big deal, he be like, well, that ain't right either. And you just look at yourself, you be like, dang. You know, like he's inconveniencing us. Because we've been doing stuff for so long, and it's like, dang, I got to stop that too? Yeah, you got to stop that too. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. All this got to come to a cease. You know. All praises to the Most High. It takes a village. It really, really does. All right, I don't want to be talking to myself. Anybody else got anything you want to share? I just wanted to be able to put that out there so you all would know. I'm going to send you some. Sister Liberty, yours is on the way. I'll be sending you some more as I move forward. Like I said, anybody else that wants information on clothing or scars or fashion or anything like that, let me know. Email me at the Yehuda Project, and I will send you the link. Mr. Jackson, yours is on the way. But, hold on. Here we go, 478. Area code 478, your mic is open. You're on air.
Shalom,
Yaina.
Hey, Shalom, you guys. How are you?
Man, we've been busy, but we good.
That moving ain't no joke, is it? I already know. Woo.
No, ma'am, it's not.
Woo-wee. Well, you got situated and you guys are in where you're supposed to be and everything good?
Yes.
Everything is good right now. We still waiting on our furnishings to get here, but everything is good.
All right. Wonderful. And you're away from the place that don't like the black folks. Look at how y'all done blessed you.
It feels so good.
I know it do. I know it do. You ain't got to worry about being hated. Yes, yes.
You know, it really is a blessing. We would also like that link for the clothing for the sisters.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm gonna get them all together.
No, I was reverting back to what you was talking about when you was talking about all this bad weather.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
while we was driving back from out west, we went through Arkansas,
mm-hmm.
and we saw a whole farm underwater.
Wow.
Tractors, all of it. It was up in the water.
Wow.
Whole farm. You can see the tractors and all that, the tops of the tractors and all that stuff. So you
just
run. Just run.
Wow. That's something, you know, and they got to know. You know, they looking around, and they saying they got to know that something is wrong. They like, wait a minute now. We need to do something to try to figure out what's going on here because we losing too much right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm. They are.
They losing a lot. You know, and all you can do, you know, you can pray for them and hope for the best, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, everybody has to do some self-evaluation.
That's
everybody has to. And everybody's doing it because they saying this ain't normal. This is not a normal, you know, thing that's going on here. This is some sort of supernatural phenomenon, and we got to figure out what it is we need to do so we don't be held by this stuff that's happening right now. You know, and people are coming to grips with this. They're like, no, I ain't going to be able to do that no more, man. I ain't going to be able to do that no more.
It is changing. Things are changing.
They are. I mean, you'd have to be a blind man not to realize this is God.
They just don't quite know.
Say again?
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I said just everywhere you look, it's a catastrophe. Everywhere. You know? And everybody's trying to do some self-evaluation. Like, now, wait a minute. This is not normal behavior for the weather to be like this. 1 minute it's hot, 1 minute it's cold, 1 minute it's flood, 1 minute it's a tornado. The next you got a tsunami, and then you got flies everywhere, and then you got bugs and beetles everywhere. And you just, you know what I'm saying? They losing cattle, they losing crops, they losing everything. And you know what I'm saying? It's like something else is happening.
Yeah, it is. You want to hear something that was really weird that really got me? I got all the way to Arizona. You know, I got all the way to Arizona to pick up the wife and kids. And this time of year in Arizona, it's pretty hot. It's pretty warm.
Mm-hmm.
I got there, and it was 48 degrees, Yaina.
Wow.
48 degrees. And when we was coming back, we went through an area where it was actually snowing in New Mexico.
Wow.
I got down to like 34. This, and I mean, it was just one little small area, but it was actually snowing.
Wow.
Hey, okay, nobody tell me that something ain't going on because it is.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, it is. And they know it too. They like, well, we got to do something. So that's, I think that that's why they are reliving and, you know, trying to revamp those things and get to, like I said, because they don't, you know, nobody can stop women from doing it.
Mm-hmm.
They can't stop women from doing it. You know, it's just, you know, they say you're not gonna have my name on it when you do it. I think that's the thing. You know, if you do it, you'll do it illegally because I won't have nothing to do with it. No. But I'm excited. I don't know if you guys have. Let me say something to you about the hotel room for everybody. You know, we created this account where you can pay a little bit at a time. But let me tell you what I found out. The way this thing is set up, you really don't have to do that if you don't want to do that. All you have to do is when you call in, you give them your credit card number, and that holds the room for you at that price. They don't charge your credit card until you show up.
Oh, okay.
So we need you guys to call in and reserve those rooms so that we know, because people are constantly calling like, do you have any more rooms left? And I'm trying to give everybody that's on the show first come, first serve to the rooms that we have before we start adding more. So don't worry about getting on no payment plan and all that kind of stuff. You can still do that with us if you want to, but they're going to still, you know, hold that credit card, your credit card, in case the room is damaged in any way.
Correct. All right.
So if you guys can go ahead and call Brother Yerushalayim out, we'll talk after this is over about you all's rooms and stuff. But everybody else, please call and reserve your rooms because people are constantly sending me emails like, you know, do you have any more left? What's the number to the hotel? And I don't, because we have started to advertise it to people outside of our class now.
Okay.
You know, and we only have 40 rooms now. We don't have a lot. So, you know, we only have 40 rooms. So please try to just go ahead and call them and give them a credit card number under that link that we gave you and reserve the room.
Okay.
So that's almost like a payment plan anyway. You can really just save your money and do it that way. And if you guys that have already signed up for the saving things, you know, if you want, you know, to do it that way, we can definitely send you your money back or however you want to do it. If you want to continue to do it through the program we have saved up, we'll just save it and give it to you, you know, put it on the room when you paid it in full. But, you know, like I said, you're still going to have to put a credit card number down to protect the room from damages, which we know we ain't going to tear up nothing, but you know how that goes.
Yeah.
You know how that is. So that's all they want. Oh, they just want you to hold the room with a credit card number, and then when you show up, you know, for the room itself, then that's when they'll charge your room and everything for that. I'm getting excited, though. I am really getting excited. This is really going to be real nice. You know, how's it been going with the pastor down south where you are?
His conversation's going good. I got two more that I'm talking to as well.
Oh, good.
So I got a total of three pastors that are actually finding out who they are, and they're waking up to it. And I got two down here where I'm at right now that actually we're supposed to be meeting at the church, and I'm supposed to be a guest speaker at one of the churches.
All right. Look at that.
So
look at
we're gonna keep on working on it until we can get them, you know, fully on board with everything, until we can get everybody there.
Oh, that's beautiful. That is really a blessing. You know, look at the Most High and how he got this thing worked out. Look at it. He just done put you in position and just done blew you up.
Yeah, because I didn't think they would listen like they did, but they actually are listening. You know, and the words that are used, it's not me, Sister Yang. It's not me at all, because I always pray that the Most High put his words in my mind, so that what he said would be from him, not me. And things just happen to flow out of my mind. Like, it ain't me. The Most High.
Wow. Wow. That just does my heart good. You know, it just lets you know that all the labor was not in vain. And, you know, like this one of the sisters said, you know, we're creating teachers. You know, because if each one reach one, you know, to be able to go out and be able to hold your own like that and you know, be able to feel comfortable, that's just a blessing. That is truly a blessing. You know, we're your lifeline if you need us now. You know, just let us know. You know, you get three lifelines. You talk. You saw them, you know. But I think it's beautiful. I think it's beautiful for you and Sister Rachel to present that family into as an Israelite family. I think that's and your sons and your children. I think that's beautiful. I really do. I really do. Mm-hmm. I really do. I think that's great. Oh, that do my heart good. You know, it just makes me feel so all warm and fuzzy inside. I feel so happy. I don't know what to do. You know, because, you know, when you see when Yah tells you to do something and you're obedient in doing it, and then you see the fruit from your labor, you just look back and say, wow, that's all right. You know, it's a blessing. It is. It's a blessing.
It is.
You know, when you can tell the fruit, you're on good ground when the fruit is producing more fruit, and it's producing more fruit, and everybody's going out and they producing fruit. And you know what I'm saying? That's when you know you're on good ground. And sometimes it gets slow, and sometimes I get a little discouraged. Sister Lizia knows, because she's my sounding board when I go there. You know, but overall and through it all, it's been well worth it. You know what I mean? With all of the trials and the tribulations, it's been well worth it to be able to hear all of you on the phone and everybody's excited about Yah, and it's been worth it. It has. It really has. You know, now we waiting on that billionaire or that millionaire that's on this line to step up and buy 50,000 T-shirts of each one we got on that store. Somebody on this line got money like that. They do. No, I know they do. The Most High done told me some people on this line has got some serious money. We need you to get one T-shirt that you like and buy 50,000 pieces of it. You know what I'm saying? That we got people on this line that's well to do. You know? And they can. Some people gamble that kind of money away. They gamble $50,000 away. You know what I'm saying? Some people go to the casino and gamble $50,000 like it's nothing. They do. They put it on the horses. They put it on all kind of stuff. And, you know, this is we want you to sow into good ground, because We don't ask any money from anybody. We never do. We don't ask any money. We don't ask no. We don't believe in all the tithing and all that stuff. We don't do all of that stuff. We believe in giving. The Most High said, give, and it shall be given good measure. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. So we believe in giving. You know what I'm saying? So we don't demand or ask anybody to do anything. Just support. You know, and it's going to be all right. You know, I might even sing at the little gathering. I don't know. I've been trying to find me a little song to sing. I don't know. You know, I'm trying to get an organ player to show up there so we can kind of, when we do the church thing, because that's the biggest thing that we have that the black people have been involved in is church, and then we got to do Black Wall Street and, you know, with the different things that we're putting together.
Right.
You know. So it's a miracle. You know, it's just a miracle how he's doing it. But the biggest thing that I always hear you say is, Sister Jane, it's just strange. Ain't nobody else doing nothing. And we were saying the other day, it's not strange. It's just the Most High has pushed the door open for us to walk through it. You know, because the door been slammed in our face so many times that now it's pushed open and all we got to do is walk through it. And we don't know what to do with ourselves. Like, well, do we walk through it? Do we walk through it or what do we do? You know what I'm saying? He said, just walk through it. I pushed it open. Go on in there.
Yeah.
It's exciting. All praise to the Most High. I'm excited. I am excited. You know, of course, I want him to show up. I want it to be like Independence Day. I want him to show up. You know, that's just what I want. That's not necessarily saying that's what he's going to do. Huh?
That just might happen.
That's what I want to see. I want him to let us know he hears us. You know. All praises. You know, we're going to get there. We're going to get there showing up for sure. I'm just excited, you guys. I'm excited. I get to meet everybody. And, you know, you all keep praying for my little nephew. He's still in the hospital. He's 2 weeks old now, and he's getting better. But they said that he has an overly long tongue, and they think that when he's eating, it's blocking his air passage. So we're going to keep on praying so he can come home because he's only 2 weeks.
Wow.
He's a little bitty old fellow. Yeah.
Little bitty.
Yeah, he's a little fella. He's a little bitty old fella, but he's cute. You know, it's just a blessing.
I'm going to have to make sure I pray extra hard for that.
Yeah,
you know, that's something I've been looking at, you know, all of our children. Remember,
mm-hmm.
I used to say you want to see all of us take all of our children?
Mm-hmm.
I sure would like to see that. I really would like to see that.
Yeah, me too. I've always said that, brother Yerushalayim. I want, you know, when the Most, well, I don't have to want it because he's going to do it, you know, but to be able to organize all the children that's in the orphanages, just children everywhere, you know, to be able to, to be able to come with us. But the Most High is going to make sure that happens. He's going to make sure that it happens. He is. He's going to make sure that it happens. We just got to, because he said not one is going to be left behind. Not one. You know. We just got to trust him. I'm trying to find that scripture that says, where he said, you think I showed out in Egypt. Wait till they say, when the Most High gathered his children from the north and when the south. Anybody know what that scripture is?
I'm trying to think of it. I know I've read it. I'm trying to think of which one it is.
I think it's in Jeremiah. Let me see. I'm going to see if I can find it. Because he comes to show out. You think he showed out in Egypt. I don't want to try to step on toes in any way. You know, I think it's Jeremiah 31. Let me see. You know, as with me trying to run something, because I don't know what he's got planned, but he did say, you know, when I come back, you know, I'm a guy to everybody. You know. Mm-hmm. And I believe him. I really do. I believe him. I know he don't lie. He can't lie. You know, so.
But, you know, doesn't the scripture say no longer in those days, no longer will I be known as the Elohim that led the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but in those days I'll be known as Elohim that led the children of Israel out of the north country? Is that?
Yes, that's the one. Where is that at?
I'm trying. I know it in my head. It's just that I'd be knowing them in my head after I read them, but I'm trying to take away. That's in Jeremiah. I think that is in Jeremiah.
Hold on. Israel out of Egypt. Let me see what it says. Behold, the days come, there's in. Yeah, that's in Jeremiah chapter 16. There it is. It's in Jeremiah 16. Let's get it. Let's read. I knew why we was on point.
Yeah.
Jeremiah 16. Here we are. Hallelujah. So he coming to show out. He coming to show out. It ain't, that ain't even no question. That's in the cards. He ain't even playing about that. He said, I'm going to come show out. Watch it. Here it is. Let's see what it say. It say Jeremiah 16 and 1. The word of the Lord came unto me saying, hold on, let me get down here. Is it 16, 18? Oh, here it is. Therefore, okay, he said, Jeremiah 16 and 14. He says, therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Most High, that it shall no more be said, the Most High liveth, that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But the Most High liveth, that brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north, and from all the lands whither he had driven them, and I will bring them again into their land that I gave unto their fathers. He said, behold, I will send for many fishers, saith the Most High, and they shall fish them. And after I will send for many hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain, from every hill, and out of the holes of the rock. For my eyes are upon all their ways, and they are not hid from my face, neither is their iniquity hid from their eyes. He said, and first I will recompense their iniquity and their sin double, because they have defiled my land. They have defiled my inheritance with the carcasses of the testicle. Now, he's talking about the people that's in there. He says, oh, Yah, my strength and my fortress and my refuge in the day of affliction, the Gentiles shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth and shall say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. And shall a man make a god unto himself, and they are no god? Therefore, behold, I will this once cause them to know that I will cause them to know my hand and my might, and they shall know that my name is the Most High. He said, first, I'm going in there to get, he said, first, I'm going to take care of that land. I'm going to get them out of there. Yes, glory
that's
to
good.
His name. That's it, Jeremiah 16. He said, you think I showed
that's
out in Egypt? He said, you think I showed out when I came and got you out of Egypt? He said, wait till I come this time. Woo! We got something to look forward to. You know, that's something to look forward to.
Yes, it is.
You know. It is something to look forward to. Hallelujah. I'm just, hold on. Let me get this mic open. Brother Donny, your mic is open. But, yes, that is truly showing up a blessing.
I think that it says also, he says that when he brings his people back from the four corners of the earth, all the nations shall know that he is the true and living Elohim.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. And we got to understand that the Almighty inspires you to do certain things. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not so much that he shows up. You understand? He may show up in a cloud, or he may show up any kind of way he can show up. You understand? You know, so, you know, I just don't want everybody to think that, you know, that, you know, I mean, he will give you the inspiration and to know that he is in your presence. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. The beautiful thing is the second Exodus. It's a second Exodus. We can have a second Exodus. We are. The stuff that people read in that Bible that thought was fake, we can already have a second Exodus.
But I don't want everybody to think that at that particular time when our punishment is lifted, that it's going to be a poof in them, a magical movement or.
No, we ain't saying that. We don't know when it's going to be. Don't nobody know when it's going to be.
Absolutely. You understand, you know.
Nah.
Remember now, the Almighty is putting off, and we can see that the Almighty is working in our behalf, because we're not being inundated with a whole lot of stuff, you know. You understand? Mostly these guys right here are trying to get their acting off. They're trying to do something. They're trying to make sure that, you know, we're trying to do things that's going to help them keep their power. But we can see that America, see, one of those, you know, one thing that I got to understand, and I'm understanding, is that America was the instrumental, he started all of this. It's America. Started all this,
mm-hmm.
man. You know, it was just America. Now it's in every, all the European nations, and it's in a lot of those other little nations in Africa. And this happened over a period of 400 years, because before then, it wasn't all over. You know, all of this stuff wasn't in all of these nations and stuff. It was now, everybody wants to speak American. I mean, English or whatever that language is that we speak. Everybody wants to speak that. They want to drop their language to speak American.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, but see, the Almighty, see, the period of time, that 400 years was for us to be punished, not for nobody else, man. Things happen, of course, you know, as things started developing and, you know, those things became in place. But the punishment was the 400 years that we, because look what it says in Abraham when he talked to, when the Almighty came to Abraham, your seed will go into captivity for 400 years. So he gave us a time period for our punishment to be, for us to be punished for 400 years. You understand? And it wasn't for anybody else. It wasn't, you know, not to say that they wouldn't progress or things wouldn't progress, blah, blah, blah. But the punishment was for us. And it ends in a certain period of time. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Sure does. Wow.
I didn't understand. Did you say something?
I was just saying, wow. You're absolutely right about that.
Yeah. You know, I mean, we have to take a look, and I'm not, you know, I don't want to take up everybody's, you know, just hold y'all hostage and stuff. But we got to look at, everybody's trying to make sense of what went down. And you know, the Egyptologists and the Muslims and all of that. But we got to take a real hard look at what happened here. We went into captivity we didn't go into captivity in Egypt. We went in there as sojourners, you understand? And we progressed. We multiplied. You understand? So if you just think about that, you understand, Egypt was only set up for us to come out as a nation. You understand? Because after that, they fell never to rise up again. Now, I don't know the time period that when they fell, but we know that they never rose up to be no powerful nation ever again. So consequently, they was only in place for us to come out as a nation. That's just my assessment. You understand? Now, the Almighty had also said that he was going to take away our understanding of him, the laws, the statutes, and even the fact that we even have a God. When we came into this captivity, man, we didn't know nothing about no God. We thought that we was Christians, you understand? We was Muslims.
Oh,
we was everything but the children of God. We didn't know nothing about
that. That is true.
And the time period, he told Abraham, 400 years. Now, if please explain to me if there has ever been a people that went into captivity for 400 years.
No.
Wait a minute, that was afflicted for 400 years. Because we've been afflicted from day one, since we stepped out.
That is correct. Absolutely. No other nation has ever been in this position for 400 years at all, period. Not as far as the scriptures are reading. Now, they're going to say, everybody trying to bring up their Egyptologists understanding and Muslims understanding and the Hindus, and everybody got their story, but nobody, no nation under the face of the earth has ever been afflicted for 400 years and in a captive state.
Nope, that's the truth. That is
So to me, just for me, you understand? I mean, what I understand is that this has got to be factual, what's going on now. This has got to be real here.
Yes, it is real. It's a 5,000-year-old prophecy that we're about to fulfill. It's as real as it's going to get, and no matter how mad they get and what they don't want to accept, it's up. They can't even stop it because we got less than – well, we got like 80 days left. We got 80 days left.
Yeah, that is correct.
Yeah. It's up. You can't even say it's 80 days.
Look, I listen on, I'm on YouTube all the time, man. I'm listening to Sarnetta. I'm listening to, what's his name, Tazakia and ISBUK, you understand? And all of those folks, you understand? They gone back and forth with the scholarships and the debates and all of that. We don't have to make no excuses to nobody. You understand? And I see them doing that all the time. You understand? They got this Egyptologist. He's an Egyptologist, historian, and priest, and he can't even speak his own language. It's the metanet. You understand? Now, how is that possible?
I don't know, Brother Donia.
Look here, you got a brother named Zion Nex. Actually, his name is Ariel Ben Levy. You understand? He's out of the camp of Shema Yisrael. Now, the brother is very, very astute. I'm talking about, man, he went and started to study and find out all of the little intricacies that they bringing up in Egypt, you understand? And he speaks better metaneta, their language, than the priest and the historian.
Wow.
I'm telling you, boy. You understand? So I really want to call into one of their programs. I want to ask this question. What is the plan for us in Egypt? What's Egypt's plan? What do they have as a plan?
We know that
the Muslims, they want to land, in America. We know that. You understand? But what is the plan that the Egyptians have that's going to be beneficial for us? I haven't heard one person.
And where's the prophecy at that guarantees that that's what it is?
That is exactly. Exactly. You understand?
We have a real sure prophecy, a word of prophecy that leads us and carries us into where we're going right now. So where do you get the information that you're sharing with the people that is the God that you serve is making this possible?
That is correct. Absolutely. You know, that's my question. You understand? You know, what's the plan?
What'd you say? What's the plan is? You know? What the plan is?
We know
what y'all gonna be doing. Where we going? You know, because the Bible spells it out for us. He lets us know
correct.
That we have ascensions to serve and how it's gonna flow. He said, afterwards, you shall see the destruction of that nation, and then you shall come out with great substance. He told us
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. There is a plan that is written down 500 years ago.
Yes.
This stuff was put down in place. So when they talk about, oh, we Egyptians and blah, 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 and let me go a step further. I want to tell you this here. Wasn't no Egyptians came into captivity. You understand?
Yeah.
Not from the Hebrew land
the
or Judah land.
Right. That's true. That's
none
true.
Of them came in. You know when they got that understanding? When they came in. So they need to quit, man. You understand? They got all kinds of fellas on the internet, man. They Egyptologists. They didn't get that understanding until they got here. Because 88% of the people that came into the captivity, the Caribbean, you understand, and so forth and so on, you understand, Americas, they was Hebrew Israelites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how do we know that? They got a ledger. They got on each one of them, they got a, I forget the name of the program that it's under, but, you know, it gives you the names of the peoples that was on that boat.
Mm-hmm.
And it don't say mm-hmm. nothing about no Egyptians.
Mm. Woo,
they got the understanding when they got here. Now, I can't say that
yeah.
for the Muslims, because what happened is that those Arabs came and got the northern tribes and brought them into Mecca and turned them into Egypt. I mean, Islamic people or Muslims. You understand? So I don't know. You understand? Some of our people might have been Muslims when they came here. They may have.
Yeah. That's for sure. It's just really unfortunate. It's just really. It's going to have to be what it's going to be. They're going to have to see it for themselves. And then, unfortunately, some people may not leave. Now, that's why we believe that when we do come out, it's going to come out in it's going to be people that's going to come out in phases, because everybody's not leaving at the same time, but everybody's not running into the wilderness. They're not. Those people ain't going into no wilderness. They ain't coming with us. The Moors ain't going nowhere because they feel like America is there. The Moors ain't going nowhere. They feel like America is theirs, and this is where they're going to be.
You know, and here's another fact. All of the books that we're talking about, we read, the Moors book, Egyptology book, all of that stuff. I don't know what you're doing, but it's messing up what I was going to say.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you could hear that. I apologize. Go ahead.
I guess I'm closing. I guess you just want me to shut up.
No, but you chewing online. You got to wait till you finish eating.
You're right.
That's right. But, yeah, I mean, you know, it's a situation. It's really, really interesting. I tell you, to be able to see that we're getting this close now, and everybody's watching. They're watching.
Yeah.
Even all them same people you just named, all those people are watching.
Yeah. See, one thing that we got to understand, proof in the pudding, you understand?
Yes,
we're going to have to wait. We're going to have to wait and see. We already know what the
yes.
story is. They're going to have to wait and see. See,
yes.
and that brings me to this thing right here is that that with the Almighty, man. You got to either be on His side or you're gonna die. That's a plain and simple thing. I'm gonna tell you that right now. He didn't set up these laws for you to be wishy washy.
No. And you can't wait until you see a sign before you decide what side you're on either, because he's going to make it just twice as hard, and it's going to be hard for you because it ain't going to be no cakewalk no way.
That is correct. And, you know, and how do we know that? We know that because of Abraham Abraham or Jacob? One of them was going to kill his son because the Almighty told him to. He didn't say, well, I don't know. He wasn't iffy and blah, blah. He went and put his son on the stick.
That was Abraham getting ready to take Isaac out.
You understand? So we got to believe in the Almighty whether we see him or not.
That's true.
He made a proclamation that shall not be transgressed. So what we cannot do, you understand, we cannot spin it. We can't, you know, everybody wants to spin the understanding to fit their narrative. That's what they want.
That is so true. And I'll praise it to the Most High God that we have made it thus far. You know, we have stood firm. We didn't waver to the left or to the right. No matter what people came and told us, we stood firm. Like, no, that's what the scripture said, and that's what we're going to believe no matter what. And that's how you're going to have to be all the way out for the rest of the time.
That is correct. You understand? You got to be all the way in, sister. You got to, you understand what I'm saying? You can't, you know, I mean, there is no other way, man. I just want to, if we don't go the way of the Almighty, what is there left for us to do?
That ain't. I think going to be left. Don't put no faith in man, because man will make it look good all the time. Like I said, people see the sun. My daughter told me yesterday, she said, all that ain't going to happen in our lifetime. I said, how come it ain't? Just because you see the sun shining don't mean this thing can turn ugly at the drop of a hat.
Absolutely. We're talking about the
true
and living
Elohim.
People see
the sun shining, brother, don't they? And they think that everything is wonderful because the sun is out and the kids playing in the street. All that comes to a halt in a second.
That is correct.
I was watching Independence Day the other day, yesterday, and just to see at that moment when them ships came into them different cities, how everybody's reality just changed overnight.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, and it's like, wow, you know, these people was living normal lives, and then these ships came in and positioned themselves all over the world, over every city.
Okay.
And their reality changed at that moment.
Yeah. Well, see, you know, Sister Yaina, like I always say, and I didn't always have this view. My view now is that I have to trust in the Almighty with all my heart and all my soul and with every fiber of my being. I mean, because I don't see no other way out.
No.
It is not.
No other way. Nothing else you can do. You got to trust God. That's all we can do. There's nothing else left. Because we done did everything there is to do here. We done bought houses. We done went to college. We done had apartment buildings and real estate. We done did it all. Everything they advertising to the new generation now on these little infomercials. You want to be rich? You want to own houses? You want to flip real estate? We did all that stuff. We done did all of it. And only what you do for y'all is going to last. Because it's still mess involved in that too. You believe me when I tell you. You know, everybody that had sex every which way they can with everybody that they can and did everything they thought they was big enough to do. And you know what? Even that get old after a while. Only what you do for y'all is gonna last. That's it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The Almighty said when he brings us back, we're going to be happy. And trust me, I'm waiting for that time. I'm telling
me
you, man, I want to be totally happy.
And you know what, Brother Donnell? These people got all these mansions, and they driving around in all these Bentleys and these Phantoms, and they got everything, and they miserable. Only what you do for Yah is going to last. It don't matter what kind of social status you have and economic status you have. Only what you do for Yah is going to last. That's the
Absolutely.
Only way you're going to get some happiness.
Absolutely. You know, this place is going to be tore up from the floor up, Sister Yah. You know, all of this stuff that we got, man, got to go. If we can't have no stumbling blocks. We can't have no things that we can go back and say, well, I'm not going to do the laws. I'm going to do what I'm going to do this. They got it better over here. That's what we did when our forefathers disobeyed the Almighty. They went with the other peoples doing their thing and found out, man, that this stuff wasn't nothing, wasn't all cracked up what it's supposed to be. See, one thing that we have to understand, you understand, we have to separate ourselves from the nation, because they heathenistic, immoral, and they worship deities.
They sure do. That's the truth. And only what you do for Yah is going to last. That's it. It's just it. I mean, Brother Yerushalayim, you older than me, and living the life that you live, everything that you've done, is there anything that takes precedence over Yah that you would say, no, I'm going to stay here with this. I ain't leaving. I like this better than that.
There is nothing on this earth that can have me stay here. No, and there is no, and the other thing is there is nobody that's going to keep me here.
Absolutely.
I love my family a lot. My family decides they want to stay, they just stay. Toodaloo, deuces.
Real talk. I mean, because guess what? One other, you know, I noticed that there was an organization, and I ain't going to say the name yet, but there's an organization of the Boule that's putting something together for the 400 years in commemoration. And I thought about the reparations and stuff everybody been trying to get together. And I'm like, what could you possibly offer us that could make up for the devastation and the pillage and all of the things that our ancestors have had to endure? What dollar amount could you put on something like that that would make any sense at all whatsoever? Some things are just, they've gone far beyond money. You know what I'm saying? And what other social service program could you even have the audacity to offer us?
That is correct. Absolutely.
Because they always go get us to try to control us. And it's like, what could you possibly offer us that could possibly mean anything to us as far as the things that we have lost?
Well, you know what it says. It says, on our way out, you understand, we're going to leave with great substance. Now, I don't know what the substance is, but we ain't going to get that till we get ready to leave out of here or living out of here.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm asking you two men, what could they offer us? What? Free education? What?
Absolutely. I agree. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing that they could offer me. I'm ready to go today, but I know that I have to wait on all night. He said, "Gather yourself, old nation." He said, "Gather yourself, old nation, not desired." And wait on him.
You know what? I was telling somebody. I said, "We have a lot of people on our radio show that is from all walks of life. We got poor people. We got middle class people. We got rich people. And we got rich people on here. And everybody says the same thing. I'm ready to go." You know what I'm, you know what I'm saying? When you have even rich, when you match the rich status and you can say, they can have all this, I'm ready to go. You're really tired, for real. You done just got, you done got burned out. You know, especially when you know that there's another option that the Most High put together, not us, but him. Everybody like, oh, there's another alternative? Oh, I'm ready to go. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like people perk up out from the dead. They wake up like, what? We can leave? Oh, I'm ready to go.
Yep.
But I just don't want people to think that it's going to be a walk in the park. You understand?
It's not.
Just go through the tour. It's not going to be that. We're going to have to get down there and get busy, man. Remember, now, we got to understand that we're an industrious nation. And everywhere we ever went, we set up shop.
Yeah.
We set up, we cultivated the land so that we could eat, period. That came first, I'm sure. You understand? And we did other things, man. You know, and how do I know that? Because when Dan and them came out of the north and you know, and they had already been infiltrated, you understand, by the Persians and the Medes. No, the Persians, I think it was. And they came down through that, down the Nile River, and they had encampments. And they, in the encampments, man, they had pottery. They found pottery.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't dead. Some places they stayed 7 years. Some places they stayed a year. Some places they stayed six. You know, you understand? It took them a little while to get down into where the Ethiopians were or whatever, you understand? I think the Sudan. Saudi Arabia, no, in the Sudan, down there in that region. You understand? Took them a little while. But everywhere we went, we set up camp.
Yes, we did.
Yes,
we did. Powerful stuff. And people have just got burned out. They just tired.
Yeah. The Almighty did say that there were going to be fruitful trees and stuff like that we could eat on. But once we reach our encampment, we're going to have to set up shop. We're going to have to cultivate the land. We're going to have to, because we're going to have to eat on a regular basis. You know what I'm saying? So it's not going to be no walk in the park. I don't want nobody to think that. You understand? You know, it's, you know, some of us, those that come later on, you understand, they're going to think that we was already there. Because, but it had to be like Yain and myself and Jerusalem and what's his name that had started this up, that made this happen. And so when the other people come, you understand, they say, oh, y'all was already here. Good to see y'all. You know, they think that something already had popped up, but it didn't.
Right. But when you have people that have it all here, and they have it all, they living good. You can, if they're ready to walk away from it here, they're really tired.
Okay,
because it's not what it's cracked
up
to be. Not. It's not what it's cracked up to be. And they'll rather take their chances in the wilderness with Yah, because you're still getting abused, even though you're rich, you're still getting abused, you're still getting the same abuse. It's just it's just at a different level. So I mean, you know, it's just amazing. But it's the curse. He told us this was what it was going to be, and then they were designed to do exactly what they did, and it's the curse. And now we days away from it being ended.
You know, the Almighty is powerful beyond compare, and He can make anything happen. And what's so ironic here is that He moved nations for us. He made kings. He rises up kings and He tears kings down for the reason is for His people, His inheritance. They got to live.
Don't say that too loud. Folks get upset. You start talking like that, other people of the nation get upset because they just don't want to accept the fact that He chose us to be His people. And that there's a difference between us and them. You even got black people that feel like that. Oh, no, it ain't no difference. We don't serve a God that makes a difference. So you think he's racist?
Okay.
God is racist? It's like, no, he chose the people for himself. He said, I formed those people for my... I think that's in Isaiah chapter 43. Let me try to find it. He said, I formed those people for myself.
Yes, that is correct. That's in Isaiah 43. You're right. So Isaiah 43 is powerful by itself. You understand? You know. But, you know, see, when, you know, when you hear those people talk about we're all one people, this and that and the other, you know what you should do? Tell them to read the book. Read the book. It'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't, you're not going to listen to me. You're not going to, you know, you're not going to hear it from me. Read the book. It'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, in fact, I don't want you to believe what I say. I want you to believe it from what you read.
Yes.
And once you,
yes,
you know, once a person reads something in the book, you get a different response. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
He said,
their whole demeanor changes. Their whole understanding changes once they read that book. And you find it. And when you have problems, you understand. Seek out some people or ask the Almighty to explain it to you. He will definitely do it for you.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. And it's plain and simple. And they don't want to go back. He said for, where is it? He said for Isaiah 43:2, he says, for I am the Most High, thy Elohim, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom,
okay.
Ethiopia and Seba for thee. He says, since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee, therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life.
Ooh-wee.
Ooh-wee.
You understand? You know, and that's what I love about the Almighty, because he don't bite his tongue. He's telling you. You understand? I give people for you. You understand? Look at what he did for us when the Persians came and got us out of Babylonia. Now let's go back and build a temple.
Mm-hmm. That's powerful. I mean, it's just powerful.
You know, so I didn't mean to take over the show. I just wanted to voice a few things.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
Well, I just want to make sure that y'all understand who you're dealing with. I want you to understand who you're dealing with. You're dealing with the true and living God, our God, the God of our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You understand?
Yes, sir.
He is the one that made everything and all things. And he put everything in place, the sun, the moon, and the stars.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that, you know what, that's Isaiah 43:21. He said, this people have I formed for myself.
Okay.
They shall show forth my praise. So he formed us for himself. We, this people, he formed for himself. So, you know, people can say, he's not a racist. How can he do that? He don't have no special people, but that's what the scriptures say.
Okay. We are his inheritance.
Yes.
The apple of his eye.
Yes.
And no other people has he dealt with.
No.
Okay. So you can talk that stuff if you want to read the book. It'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a brother told me years ago. They called him Read the Book. Because he'll tell you.
Yeah, read it for yourself. It's right there in black and white. It's just now we know it's talking about us, and now there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, buddy. Brother, I'm excited for you, brothers, that we all have come together, and the Most High is getting ready to come and get us. He's getting ready to put us on wings, and we're going to fly into the wilderness. And it's just a blessing to know that this is the outcome that we have to look forward to. We don't have to hate nobody. We don't have to be mad at nobody. We don't have to be mean to nobody. Because irregardless to the way we feel, And the way everybody else feels, the Most High wrote this story, and this is his, and he's not going to let it come back void.
Yes. Nope. You know, we could be mad at somebody, and that is us, our forefathers. Our forefathers, the law was in the land, and they still screwed up.
Yeah. I mean, but guess what, Brother Donnie? Ain't no need of being mad at now. We done fulfilled the prophecy. We at the end
okay.
now.
Yeah. I mean, what we have to do is we got to thank the Almighty that we were chosen. I can say that we're chosen up until this point, right? Until we screw it up, you understand? Because and how I say until we screw it up, because the law was in the land.
It was in the land, yeah.
Up. So we
but
got an opportunity to screw it up too.
He told them that they was a bunch of stiff-necked people. And that this was a stiff-necked bunch of people, and he knew they wasn't going to do right. That's why when he told Abraham the prophecy, he was talking about us. He knew who he was talking about.
That is correct. Absolutely.
And we get to see it at our age. You know, I was born in the 60s. I never thought I'd be here to see this. But I'm going to be able to see this if the Most High allowed me to live to see it. I'm going to put my eyes on that day. And if we have fulfilled that prophecy, that's amazing.
Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Praise the Almighty.
5,000 years ago, the Most High spoke that prophecy to Abraham.
Yeah.
5,000 years ago.
That is correct. You know, and we got brothers and sisters that don't understand that. You understand?
I know.
You know, you know, they're doing too well here. Even the ones that's not doing so well, they don't understand it. You understand?
I know.
They think that they got a chance. You understand?
Yeah.
But if you don't turn back into the Almighty said, I think it's in Deuteronomy, is that we must turn from our captivity, bethink ourselves in the land of our captivity and turn from
that's
our wicked ways. Huh?
Yes, and that Deuteronomy chapter 30 say the same thing, and 1 Kings chapter 8 say the same thing. So, absolutely, absolutely.
In our captivity, we got to recognize.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it as the jargon of the day. I'm talking about we really got to recognize who our God is and turn from our captivity.
Yes.
We ain't got no alternative. No alternative at all.
Yes, guess what, y'all? Yes, we're here now. We days away from it being fulfilled. Everybody is watching. The ones who, the Israelites who halfway on the fence, the ones with their mouth twisted up like it ain't going to mean nothing. It's just another day that's going to come and go. We got all the people in Hollywood watching. We got the people in the music industry watching. We got the people in the government watching. Everybody and people all over the world is watching. Everybody watching.
Yeah. That's why, Sister Yaina, we have to stand in the breach. We have to pray for our brothers and sisters, whether they hear or forbear. We need to do that.
Yeah.
You understand? Abraham did it for us. You understand? Because Almighty was getting ready to wipe us out. You understand? Abraham stood up for us. You understand? And in turn, we got to this point right here. He didn't wipe us out.
Yeah.
We went through some trials and some tribulations because of our stupidity and stiff-neckedness. Heartbreaking, I'm telling you. And it's heartbreaking, man, to know that our forefathers this was disobedient and the Lord was in the land. That really gets me.
Yes, indeed. Brother Yerushalayim, so what do you have to say about all of this and how do you feel about it all? And
I'm in agreement with all this. I mean, it's just like Brother Donia said, it's just heartbreaking. You know, the law was there, and they did what they did. Seeing all those signs and wonders and miracles, you know, and I sit back now and I look at it, and I'm behind with you. I'm ready. Regardless of what, who stays behind, who wants to stay here, I'm going.
I know
that. I had that speech with my family already. I said, you know, I love you all to death, but if you want to faith and you want to do your thing, pig meat and all that stuff, Then guess what? I got to leave. I love you.
That's
but I
right.
Leave.
It's going to
yeah.
hurt.
But yeah.
My soul ain't worth that.
Not you especially right when you know what's getting ready to come.
Mm-hmm. And you see it coming. And it's like people see it, but they don't recognize it. I be talking to people out here, and they're like, yeah, the weather is really, really rough, and it's all of a sudden all this stuff comes out. So what do you think that is?
I know that.
It'll get better. Yeah, they think, it'll get better. No, it's not going to get any better.
That's
it's
true.
It's a heartbreaking thing to leave your loved ones, man. It's gonna break your heart too. I got my son and my daughters and a lot of close relatives and friends. You understand that I'm gonna leave behind. If I get the opportunity, I'm out the door. I'm leaving. Mm-hmm. You understand? And some of my brothers and sisters and family members, they know who they are. I don't see them
mm-hmm.
making no change. Matter of fact, I see them falling back into, melting back into the society. Got that blonde
mm-hmm.
hair, you know what I'm saying? You know, not trying to do right by your children. It breaks my heart, too. And I love them dearly, but I'm telling you, you understand? You know, so if the Almighty blessed me, I'm trying to stay close with the Almighty and ask Him to keep me in the way. You understand? Keep me in the way. Don't let me go astray. You understand? You know, do whatever you need to do with me to keep me in the way. That's all I ask from you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
because
I mean,
I feel
you know, we have made it to this point.
Excuse me.
Go ahead, Brother Donia.
I feel that if I do right and stay in the way, maybe I could save somebody's life by looking upon me and say, you know, I remember that brother boy. He was, ooh. You understand?
Yeah.
But now he's in change. Something happened with him. As a matter of fact, some of my nephews have already told me that. You understand? Because they remember, man, when I was out there. You understand? But I didn't change. My attitude changed. I don't scream and holler. I don't cuss and I ain't punched nobody in the mouth in years.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, it's a lot to have to take in. It's a lot to have to swallow. But we just keep on pushing because, like I said, we've stood firm. We've taken all the scrutiny and the criticism and the how can y'all believe and we don't, it ain't that, it ain't this, and we stood firm on it, and now we're here, and we're going to watch y'all do what he's doing, because he is allowing us to walk through the door. And we're going to walk through the door, and we're going to apologize, and we're going to repent, and we're going to have our day of fellowship, and let the Most High do whatever he's going to do, and watch and see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they had, a big conference in New York City, and people came from all over the country, all over the
mm-hmm.
country, out of the country. I mean, it was a couple of thousand people right there in New York City. They had an Israelite conference. You understand? Hebrew Israelite.
I can believe that, but they won't come and apologize. I can believe that. That makes all the sense in the world. That do. That's Israel
mm-hmm.
for you, though.
That
you know, they can get together and do that, but they won't come together and apologize to Yah. I can believe that. I can.
Yeah. Well, you know, see, I don't know. You know, I don't want to. I'm not going to condemn them at all. You understand? But they did have that congregation. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not they, because they got, I mean, I think Abraham and them might have been there. You understand? And they know what they, in fact, they're supposed to be going to the Lincoln Memorial on the 20th. You understand? They got
mm-hmm.
a brochure.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, we don't know how many people, see, that commune or congregation might have been set up a long time. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And they have not already set up their own thing about 2019. So we don't know.
Yeah.
You understand? And just because they don't come to ours don't mean they ain't got there.
Yeah, well, you know what? Well, it'll be nice one day when we come together as a nation. That's all I'm saying. You know, and when we finally do, then the Most High will do what He does, and we'll be able to be what we be. But everybody got to do whatever they call to do, do it in the name of God.
That's all I'm saying. That is how I look at it. I said everything is on the table as long as it's done in the name of the Almighty Yah.
That's right.
Period.
That's right. Do whatever.
Everything on the table. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, but they got to do because a house cannot be established unless Yah is in the place.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And guess what? On that note, we have run out of time. Our class is over with. Brother Rashomon, if you could call me after class, I would appreciate it. And everybody else,
yes,
Brother Tony, I thank you so much for coming on the class, on the show today. Everybody who emailed me, I did send you the link for the clothing. And if I miss someone, email me at the Yehuda Project, and we will make sure that we get that. And I like that emoji with the sunglasses on it, Brother Jackson, right on point. Thank you so much, you all, for joining us. And don't forget to pray for us. And we're going to – oh, let me say this. We're going to change the prayer up June the 1st. So June the 1st, we're going to have a whole new prayer we're going to be praying. And we're going to go into the book of Daniel in the 9th chapter. And it starts at verse 4, and it goes all the way down to 19. But I'm going to pass out some flyers and stuff and send you guys the prayer on a Word document and email it to you so you'll have it. But we'll talk about that more before
okay.
we get to the date. And on that
okay,
note, we
okay.
say shalom, shalom, everybody, and thank you so much for coming tonight. Shalom, shalom.
Hallelujah.
Shalom.